A terror attack like this, even in another city, puts our city on edge. What kind of security measures are in place to prevent a similar attack from happening here in Washington, and how prepared are we if the worst should ever happen?
Well, joining us live in the studio to talk a little bit more about it, D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham. Chief, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Oh, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So when you learned about the New York attack yesterday afternoon, what was your first reaction, and what was your first move here in the city?
You know, I'm an American just like anyone else. We've seen the vehicle ramming attacks across the world. Now we've had one here in New York City. It appears that this one is terrorism related. So now we've hit home, you know. And so I think it's really important that I remind folks that our number one tool that we have to be able to stop these attacks is your eyes and ears out there in the community. If you see something suspicious, if you see a person that you know, a family member, a neighbor, doing something that's suspicious, you see them writing or speaking in a way that raises concern, you got to let law enforcement know about it. Our number one best way to intercede in these types of things is before they happen.
These kinds of attacks where trucks are weaponized are so hard to stop and prevent from happening. Is there anything that has changed or can change in the city to make it tougher to pull off?
Well, you know, we do take measures when we have large gatherings in our community to make sure to prevent this type of thing from happening. But, you know, if you look at yesterday's event, this is a bike path. You know, we have bike paths. We have we have gatherings of people, soft targets all throughout our city on any given day. So I go back to my initial point is that it's really about vigilance to be able to stop these things before they happen. You know, we have we're very fortunate in Washington, D.C. We have very good relationships with our federal partners. You have a lot of police agencies that are operating here in the city. So we do have the ability, if something like this were to happen, to react very quickly. But at the end of the day, our best weapon is to make sure that it doesn't happen in the first place.
We know you can't give us a whole lot of specifics on this, but will we see things such as more roadblocks around the city or other kinds of security barriers that perhaps we haven't seen before?
There is certainly going to be a lot of thought and discussion about ways that we can better protect our city. Like I said, Washington, D.C. is fortunate. We're in a very good position right now because all the law enforcement that we do have in the city, we do take measures to prevent these types of things from happening. You know, not too long ago, we were talking about Las Vegas and that kind of thing. So these are real threats that any big city faces, and we have to be prepared to address those things if they were to occur.
This kind of attack, the truck attack, it's almost impossible to always keep traffic and pedestrians separated from each other.
I think that's probably right. And so, you know, we're going to go back, and I hate to keep repeating myself. If we can stop it before it happens, that's right. Going to be, we're going to put the city in a much better place, a much safer place.
Because what we always find out in these situations is that somebody knows the suspect and had a feeling that something might have been off, or that there was a posting on social media or something to that effect. So it's always astounding when we find out this information that nobody came forward to begin with.
That is a critical point, and I hope your listeners are listening to exactly what you said. There usually is some kind of a sign in hindsight that we can see involving these folks. And so here's what happens. You know, we all get wrapped up in our day-to-day lives. We all have to get off to work in the morning. We have to get our kids off to school. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we get caught in the traffic around here in the city, and we're thinking about our daily lives, and we're not thinking about those things that could impact us. And so New York City, that's here in the United States. We are all Americans. We have a responsibility to protect this country. So vigilance is a part of our new world. We got to be vigilant out there.
As a police chief in a big city, that's also almost always in the crosshairs. Are you satisfied in this particular instance with the information you got right after the attack and in the time since then?
New York has been incredibly great with MPD and sharing information. So we had information regarding this event almost immediately. So we were able to take steps to make sure that Washington, D.C. was safe because, you know, what can happen in an event like this, you could have subsequent events in different locations. It could be within your city, or it could be other big cities across the country. So that information sharing is really important. And New York City is one of the best with regards to sharing that information.
Chief, it's great to have you in the studio. We thank you so much. And, of course, great advice for folks who are listening. We
Thanks
appreciate it.
Thanks for having
it.
Me on.
That's D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham.